This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand yesterday. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials, and national players, attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics.
जैसे हमारे खिलाड़ी हमेशा बड़े लक्ष्य लेकर चलते हैं, वैसे ही हमारा देश भी बड़े संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है। हमारा 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए पूरा जोर लगा रहा है। जब भारत में ओलंपिक होगा तो वो भारत के स्पोर्ट्स को एक नए आसमान पर ले जाए। ओलंपिक सिर्फ एक खेल का आयोजन पर नहीं होता, दुनिया के जिन देशों में
The national games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events or 35 sport disciplines will be organized during the event. Ahead of the budget session of the parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the central fund released under the National Health Mission has witnessed a significant growth of 185% during the last 10 years. Addressing the media over the achievements under the mission, Mr. Nadda said that the central fund has been increased from over 18,000 crore rupees to over 33,433 crore rupees in the last 10 years. He also said that India's maternal mortality ratio, which was 556 per 1 lakh live births in 1990, has come down to 97 in 2020. He also mentioned that the country has achieved the national health policy target of maternal mortality ratio of 100 per live births. He added that 8 states have also achieved a sustainable development goal target of less than 70 per live births. The health minister reported a significant decline in the country's infant mortality rate from 89 per 1,000 in 2000 to 28 in 2020. Mr. Nadda also highlighted the growth of Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, with over 175,000 now operating compared to just 17,149 in 2018. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisana Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the US President Donald Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February 4th. This will make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to visit Washington in Trump's second term. The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused a devastating 15-month war in Gaza. In Gaza, crowds of displaced Palestinians are making the arduous journey back to heavily destroyed northern areas for a second day Tuesday under a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast over dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. In men's cricket, England beat India by 26 runs in 30-20 international match at Narendra Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. While chasing a target 172 runs set by England, India scored 145 with a loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.